The cheerful voice on the other end of the line, Annie Dugan, this morning, our host for Where Is Art? And I'm guessing that, as usual, you not only enjoyed a nice Thanksgiving with your family, but you curated the food items so that the colors kind of balanced.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about your ability to curate meals and dishes before. And so I kind of figured this was probably, another exhausting holiday for you.
We eat with our eyes as well as our mouths.
Okay.
And that is certainly the case with Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, indeed.
Fantastic.
And actually, speaking of eyes, I want to talk about books, because I know you're a book lover as well. But first, I have two events that I want to talk about, and then I want to talk about art books, because this is sort of the time when we think about, what are on people's lists for presents, and books, I think, are a great one. But first, of course, there is art to see. We've had a good rest, but there is art to see this week. Paul Lajeunesse at the Duluth Art Institute is giving an artist talk at 6 p.m. on Tuesday for the new show that he is part of called Laurentian. And Laurentian is the name of the forest region of our particular region. We're not quite up into the boreal forest, but so we're in the Laurentian section. And the show, the exhibition is, he has done landscape portraits along with wood turners who have used wood from our area. And he is going to speak about his particular process of thinking about place and landscape, because when he does a landscape portrait, he's really, it is of certainly, what he's looking at, but it's more, it's sort of him trying to incorporate symbols and mythologies into the work, as well as just, the typical landscape of forests and trees and waterfalls and water. So it'll be fascinating to hear what he has to say about his work at 6 at the Duluth Art Institute on Tuesday. And then another artist talk this week. It's a lot of good listening this week. Jonathan Thunder, Wednesday at the College of St. Scholastica at the Burns Wellness Center, 246 is the room number. Jonathan Thunder is an amazing artist in our community. He had a solo show at the Art Institute this past summer, and has had a lot of different projects going on right now. And he is working currently with Sarah Brocky at St. Scholastica to do a mural project in Lincoln Park this spring. He's working with students from Lincoln Park Middle School, students from St. Scholastica, to create this really special mural. This is, I think, the third mural project that Sarah has done with St. Scholastica, and it really is exciting to see. There's one at Laura MacArthur School. They're in schools. They're on public buildings. This one will be outside. It's really fun to think about how we create public art and the kind of vision that we, how we have a singular vision of an artist as well as community input, and that's such a hard balance to get. And I think Sarah has figured out a formula to really highlight the artist's vision, but then also create open space for that artist to be able to listen and incorporate what they hear from the community. So Jonathan will speak at 7 p.m. Wednesday about all of that and all about his work as well. And then my book list. Here is my book list, and I will be adding to it as we go through December. But I've been looking back at sort of what are the big shows, what are the big catalogs that have been put together. And a few of them I'm really excited about and I think are sort of appropriate for artists of the Northland. The first one is called Vitamin C, and it's clay and ceramics and contemporary art. And a lot of people know that our region is just amazing for clay. We have some of the world's best ceramic artists right here in our region. And this is a new, it's like a luxury coffee table book that is really fascinating. And it looks at how artists are using ceramics and clay in really contemporary work. A lot of times clay and ceramics is sort of the ugly stepchild, which is a terrible phrase. I shouldn't use that phrase, but it is not as well respected as it should be in the art world. And this book sort of highlights all the different ways that clay is just this fascinating medium. It's an ancient medium, and it's one that is continually reinvented over and over again. So that is on my list. Another one that I'm really excited, so MoMA is having a big exhibition on fashion this fall, and the Met also had a big exhibition, a solo exhibition of Ray Kawakubo this summer, and then the MoMA had a show called Is Fashion Modern this fall. And so it's this sort of this time, again, we're sort of thinking about contemporary art in all these different ways. So clay and contemporary art, fashion and contemporary art, the two really play off each other in interesting ways. And so to have both sort of really big shows, and there was a ton of buzz around the Ray Kawakubo at the Met this summer. And so seeing the exhibition catalog for MoMA is Fashion Modern is really exciting. There's actually also a course. Coursera offers art courses, and one of them is Fashion Modern. So those are my two book picks for this week, and there will be plenty more to come as we go through December, Lisa.
Fantastic. We'll get some links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find more information. Annie, as always, thanks a million, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.